Darla takes a knife, works full-time at Oyate Health in Rapid City. She checks people into the COVID-19 testing area. When she's not at work at the hospital, she makes tailored clothing by hand. She incorporates Lakota symbols, using everything from ribbon to acrylic paint and burnt char from her fire pit.
Clothes that are for today, so we can express our culture and traditions in our work, school, for our everyday.
Things got stressful when the pandemic hit. Takes a Knife had just received a business license and was ready to turn her full-time hobby into something more. But she stopped making dresses, jackets, and shirts because the stress of working on the front lines was taking its toll.
I was really going downhill with a depression type deal. Because I started getting scared, and I actually saw myself just laying in my bed and I'm gonna just sleep. I guess this is my time to rest.
She saw people making handmade masks online. Then someone at the hospital had a request.
I had a nurse say, "Darla, will you make me a mask, please?" And so, okay, you know, I'll do it for her, you know, just this one time, I'm sure.
The request is for an Oglala Lakota tribal pattern. Takes the Knife made the mask, then added tiny individual strips of fabric to make the tribal flag. When photos of her creation surfaced, people started requesting masks with their own tribal flags. She ordered hypoallergenic pillowcases, layered them with breathable t-shirts, and started filling orders.
I'm mailing them to Maine, Arizona, to Texas, Georgia. It's just lifting people's spirits up.
Takes a Knife has to charge enough money for supplies and her free time since she's still an essential healthcare worker. She says most customers don't mind paying more to support her work.
I mean, for someone going into business, this kind of got really complicated.
Takes a Knife has also donated masks with her own business logo, Ahopa, to people in need. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Trina Lockett in Rapid City.